Culture. Under the banner of Youth Heritage Africa, the International Center for the Study of the Preservation and Restoration of Cultural Property, ICCROM, has launched the Youth Heritage Africa program in Kenya that seeks to bolster heritage conservation and manage capacities on the African continent. The initiative, which includes the Kenya Youth Heritage Hub, KYHH, is set to engage local youths in creating heritage products, raising awareness about heritage conservation, and developing sustainable heritage-based entrepreneurship opportunities. By embracing this flagship program, Kenya joins the ranks of Rwanda, South Africa, Egypt, and Zimbabwe in establishing hubs that serve as hubs for heritage conservation and management. Speaking at the Nairobi National Museum, the Director General, DG, of ICCROM, Muzaruna Francesca Maria Gujral, said that cultural and national heritage are key to positive transformational changes and growth, which are vital drives for economic and social environmental sustainability in the community, people and the whole planet. This initiative, according to Gujral, represents a significant milestone for ICCROM, and it is aimed to support African heritage, which is exceptionally diverse in embracing the culture and national treasures. She added that cultural heritage serves not only as the relief of the past, but also as a guiding force to exchange African present and continue shaping its future. ICCROM has a mandate to serve for a better conservation, heritage, accelerate progress, well-being and social-economic growth, voiced the DG. The National Museum of Kenya, NMK, Board Chair Mr. Edwin Abonyo stated that the Youth Heritage Hub embodies NMK's commitment to nurturing the creative spirit of the next generation and fostering a deeper connection to Kenya's heritage by leveraging technology for innovation in this digital era. Embracing digital transformation is essential, and I believe the National Museums of Kenya can utilize digital technology to amplify the youth's voices through the perspectives within heritage narratives, expressed Abonyo. The board chair observed that by providing training in digital storytelling techniques, multimedia production, and online content creation, museums will enable young people to share their own stories and interpretations of heritage. This, he cited, may involve creating youth-led podcasts, video blogs, or social media campaigns that highlight diverse perspectives and experiences related to cultural heritage. Abonyo noted that by harnessing the power of digital technology, museums can foster greater inclusivity and relevance in heritage preservation efforts, while empowering youth to become active agents in shaping the cultural identities and narratives. In her remarks, the Director General of National Museum of Kenya Mary Gikungu posited, "Let us not forget that this journey is not ours alone to tread. It is a collective endeavor, one that requires the support and collaboration of communities, educators, policymakers, and visionaries alike." Kenya is currently represented in ICCROM's council through Dr. Purity Kira, a chief research scientist who is working with the mandate to analyze ICROM's current connecting outreach and networks with its member states and developing new ways to promote its profile in the world, as well as develop collaborative mechanism between state members, particularly using the digital platform. ICCROM has also worked closely with the National Museum of Kenya, NMK, particularly in heritage training courses, developing innovative educational program tools and materials for conservative and restoration, organize professional training activities, influence research agenda for cultural conservation, coordinate knowledge sharing and creating stimulating and collaborative environments where research is undertaken, and raising awareness and support for conservation and restoration at community levels through sharing materials, information, workshops and training opportunities.